Now, Granny Zebner, I believe that's our ring.
I don't get Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum is beginning to get a little discouraged with the way his barbershop enterprise is turning out. A quick look at his books reveals that so far he's had no paying customers, and his promotion plans serve only to drive away potential customers. As we look in on a little community today, we find Abner in the Jot 'em Down store and barbershop. Grandpappy Spears is just entering. Listen.
Morning, Grandpa.
Yeah, morning.
Well, come on in here and sit down, you old scallywag. I ain't saw you for a couple of days.
Yeah. Granny, reckon Lum care if I sit in his barber chair?
Why, no, sure not. Go ahead. He ain't here no ways. He's out making deliveries right now.
Well, good. You sure he won't get mad now?
Oh, of course not. He never has no customers to sit in it no way. Just sitting there getting dusty and cobwebby the way they go on sitting in to make yourself at home.
Love to sit in them things.
Yeah.
Wish I had a copy of the Police Gazette to read.
Well, we ain't got one of them.
Right comfort.
Yeah.
I used to sit in this one down in Moe's Moochie Shop.
Yeah, I know. You've used that for years,
Reckon Lum minds if I put the back down so I can sort of stretch out.
Why, no. Go ahead. What's the matter? You all wore out today?
Yeah, plumb wore out. Never slept hardly a wink last night, Abner. Had the insomnies again.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Never got no sleep at all, huh?
No. This feels good.
Well.
I'd drop off once in a while, but I'd just keep waking myself up by dreaming about Hillary.
Hillary? Your boy, you mean?
Yeah, I kept dreaming he'd come home.
Come home? Why, Lord, me, Hillary lives clean up there in Kennedy summers, don't he?
Yeah, he's been up there for a good many years now.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Yeah, never do hear from him.
Well, didn't he leave home after him and you had a fuss a long time ago or some kind?
That was the reason he pulled out.
That's what I thought.
And he swore he'd never come back here.
Huh.
But by Jiminy, I kept dreaming that he'd come back.
Well.
Every time I dropped off, there was Hillary, just big as life.
Well, I do know. How'd he look?
Oh, just about the same as he always did. Looked natural.
Yeah.
Hadn't changed much.
Glad to hear it.
Oh, he's aged good, Hillary does.
Well, that's nice. He's always sort of a healthy boy. Proud to know he's getting along so well.
Do you believe in dreams, Abner?
Ah.
I say, do you think that dream of mine might mean that Hillary's actually coming home?
Oh, no, of course not. No.
Well, it might, you know.
Well, now, you can't go nothing by your dreams, Grandpa.
And by Jiminy, I believe you can.
No.
I know lots of people that believe in dreams.
Well, I don't. I don't do it.
I bound you Hillary's going to show up here for long.
Well, I hope so, but I doubt it. Got my doubts.
Other fellas has had dreams come true. Now, take, for instance, the case of Orlo Wormley. Now, one night, Orlo dreamed...
Just a minute, Grandpap. I got to answer the phone there. It's all right.
Yeah, go ahead and answer it. I'll tell you about Orlo quick as you get through there.
Hello. Jot 'em Down Store and Library. Abner Peabody doing the talking.
I know you'll enjoy hearing about Orlo.
Yes, Miss Blevins. No, it's too late for today's deliveries, Miss Blevins. I'll get your order out first thing tomorrow. Or sometime tomorrow, anyway. All right. Just a minute. Yeah. That 2 cans of hominy. Package of clothespins. Bucket of lard. Can of spinach. Say, at Ms. Blevins, we got in a batch of fresh vegetables today. Yes, Mom. What? Been sprayed with poison stuff. No, Mom, no. If you want that, you'll have to get the poison and spray it on yourself, Miss Blevins. We don't handle that here at all. Huh? Oh, I see what you mean. It's just ignorance and never thought. All right. 2 bunches of carrots. Head of lettuce. Bunch of celery. Anything else now? All right, fine. Much obliged to you, Miss Blevins. All right, goodbye. No, Grandpap, you can't put no deep in his name dreams. I know one time I just... Well, for the land's sake, he's sound asleep. Well, I'll just let him sleep. He needs it, I reckon.
Hey, looks like we're in for some weather, Abner.
Yeah, I noticed the wind had sort of came up a little there.
Oh, black clouds are just bobbing up there in the west.
Well...
Wouldn't surprise me none if we got some snow... Oh, my goodness.
What's the matter, Long?
Oh, that's just Grandpap there.
Oh, yeah. He's just taking a little nap.
You need to give me a start for a minute there.
Do you think he's dead?
No, I thought it was a customer wanting a haircut.
Oh, yeah, that's something that you don't need to worry about, I don't reckon, Long.
Way things has been going, I reckon you're right about that.
Yeah, ain't no doubts about it, Long.
Granny's, I'd love to get a customer. Just one customer, that's all I ask.
Man, I don't know where you'd start out to get one at.
You know, Abner, I believe I'd almost be willing to give up the barbering business if I could get just one customer first.
Well, I dog as I wish we could find one for you, then. You'd get out of that.
It'd be a shame for me to give it up without actually giving myself a fair trial at it.
Fair trial?
I might be the greatest barber in the whole world and never even find it out.
Oh, well, I don't believe I'd sit up nights worrying about that long. I can tell you exactly the kind of a barber you are. And I got the scars right here on my face to prove it, too.
Yes, sir, Abner, if I could just get one customer. Just one feller that would get into that chair by his own free will. Without me having to force him to get in.
Or tying him up like you done me, huh?
That's all I ask. Just one. Wait a minute. Wait a minuet.
Huh?
Come here, Mr. Abner.
Now, listen, Mom. You ain't going to get me in that chair again.
I weren't aiming on it.
Huh?
I just wanted you to look at Grandpap's face.
His face? What's wrong with it?
Look at it good and close.
Move over. I don't see nothing wrong with it. Except his mouth is open, but he always sleeps that way long.
Abner, wouldn't you say he's got 5 o'clock shatters?
Huh?
I mean, don't it look like he needs a shave, sort of, kind of?
No, I don't believe I'd say that exactly. No.
To me, like he needs one. And look at that beard there. Awful ragged looking, if you want my opinions on it.
Yeah, well, now, that could stand a little creaming up. Wait a minute, Long. You ain't aiming to work on Grandpap, are you?
Well, why not? He climbed into my barber chair, didn't he?
Now, Long, I ain't gonna let you wake him up just for that. Now, he needs a sleep.
I ain't gonna wake him up. No, I was aiming on fixing him up while he was asleep there.
You mean without even asking him?
Why, sure. Be a nice prize for him when he wakes up.
Long, I believe you better ask him first.
What are you trying to do? Make me lose my first real customer? My motto is to shave first and ask questions afterwards.
I bound you he'll lawsuit you.
No, he won't.
That's what he'll do.
Not after he sees what kind of a good job I do on him. Run on back to the feed room right quick and start heating some water.
Now, wait a minute. Now, I don't want to get mixed up in this at all.
Now, hurry up. We wakes up.
Not long. No, I
Abner,
don't.
He'll never know you had a thing to do with it. I'll never tell him.
You promise? Cross your heart.
Cross my heart and body and hope to die.
All right. I'll go back and put some water on this.
Good.
Then.
I'll get my shears and start working on his beard.
Yeah, that's a
good idea. Since I've been looking for... Granny, I hope he don't wake up till I get done. I'm going to wake up and find it half done. Improvements already. I knowed I had a talent for this.
The water's on, Long. But if I was you, I wouldn't let it get too hot, because that'd sure enough wake him up.
Yeah, that's a good subject. How's his beard look so far, Abner?
Let's see. Get out of it. Move your hand there.
Pretty good, huh?
Sort of fair, I reckon. Give me them scissors just a minute.
Yeah, here. What are you going to do?
I believe you got a little crooked here on one side there. Yes, I'll fix it up.
Oh, yeah, that did have it.
Uh-oh. Because these scissors don't always go where you expect them to, do they?
Yeah, they are a little tricky until you get on to them. Here, better give them back.
Yeah.
I'll straighten that up for you.
Reckon you can, though.
Yeah, right there.
It's awful bad where I chopped that big hunk out there.
Yeah.
One of them scissors on up there before I knowed it.
Could make a sort of a little goatee there, couldn't we?
Yeah, make him a goatee. I believe he'd rather have it that way.
Yeah.
More I think about it, the more I'm sure he'd rather have a goatee.
Yeah.
He's having his brother.
Yeah, he'll look way yonder better this way, I believe. Make him look more extinguished.
Oh, no doubts about it.
How's that? Wait a minute, let me get that little piece off.
Yeah, get that right there on the side.
Uh-oh, Abner.
Huh?
Do you know if a goatee has to be pointed necessary?
I don't know.
You could have one that just sort of flat across the bottom, or sort of dented upwards, couldn't you?
Well, it'd be a different looking kind, ain't it?
Why, sure. He wouldn't want to have one like everybody else, no way. Even one that was different.
Well, of course he
I
would.
No, he would.
You better sort of even that off across the bottom of the
wall. Yeah, right across here.
Yeah, right there. Give her a lick or two there.
You don't know what's going on there.
No, Sam.
You know what? We're down to the skin here.
Skin?
I can see it.
Well, I do. Yeah. Well, looky there. Doggies, I never knowed that before. Grandpap had a dimple in his chin. That looks sort of cute. Look
yeah,
at that little dimple. It's a sparkling there.
It's been a shame for him to cover that up with a beard all these years.
Why, sure. He looks a heap better without no beard.
Yeah, it makes him look younger.
It does, it does.
Yeah, he ought to shave them whiskers off a long time
ago. Why, of course, I wouldn't hardly know. Oh, I believe he's waking up.
You better be the one to tell him about this, Abner. I mean, tell him how much better he looks now.
No, sir, not me. I'll let you have the pleasure of doing
it. No, I feel that it's your place.
No, we better hide. That's what we better do.
Yeah, you're right. We better. Here's woman Charity will tell him.
Yeah, come on and duck down behind the counter here. Yeah. He's going to see us from where he's at.
Oh, that mirror.
Huh?
First thing he'll see when he sets up is that mirror.
Oh.
And right away
wait,
he'll...
Mind that he's setting up. He's rubbing his eyes there.
Hey, Jiminy, I must have fell asleep. How long have I been? Oh, my goodness.
Oh, he's looking in the mirror.
I knowed it. I knowed this would happen. Abner, come here. My boy Hillary's come home.